From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to the celebration of the daily televised Mass. The televising of this, I am Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from an anonymous donor from Calgary, Alberta. This Mass is offered for the repose of the soul of her husband, who passed away on the 26th of October, 2008. Prayers for her living and deceased family and friends, for physical healing, for improved health, for the return of the family members to the church and faith, for world peace and thanksgiving, for the daily televised Mass. On behalf of all who are gathered for this sacred celebration, we thank our donor for the gift of this Mass. As we prepare ourselves for the celebration of this Eucharist, our donor asks for world peace. But in our Gospel today, Jesus tells us, I did not come to bring peace, I came to bring fire and the sword. Let us pray for an internal peace, a peace that gives us the strength in the face of persecution, in the case of trials, in the case of stress and distress. You were sent to heal the contrite, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy are they who hope in the Lord. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. Happy are they who hope in the Lord. They're like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season. and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Happy are they who hope in the Lord. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Happy are they who hope in the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I count all things worthless but this, to gain Jesus Christ and to be found in Him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized. What stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household shall be divided, three against two, and two against three, they will be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The wages of sin is death. In 1953, Henri-Georges Clouzot made a movie called precisely this, Wages of Sin. It's such a popular title that at least five more movies have been made with the same title, The Wages of Sin is Death, the latest one in 2021. It is a story of four criminals who were exiled to a South American city or jungle. It was swampy, it was hot, it was humid, it was mosquito-ridden, and all they wanted were just two things. Salvation from the sin that they had committed, from the crime they had committed, and freedom. And they were suddenly given an opportunity. It was a suicide mission. A company right in the middle of that jungle wanted liquid trinitroglycerine, liquid TNT, to be taken in a truck all the way across the mountain. And it was so dangerous because any bump in the road, any hitch, would cause the whole thing to blow up. So they sent these four men, spaced out at 1 hour at a time, so that they hoped that at least one out of the four would make it. And the four men were so desperate, they knew that their lives were in danger, but they wanted to have that freedom, they wanted to have that salvation. You know, I saw that 65 years ago, and I can still picture the tension, the stress, the fear, the courage that they needed in order to take those trucks across the mountain, to take those lorries across the mountain. They had to trust in one another. They had to have a sense of nerves that were made of steel. The wages of sin is death. And that is what St. Paul tells us in our reading today. St. Paul was writing to the Romans who were very close to him. He was very edified at the fact that they had suffered persecution under the Emperor Nero. And in spite of all that, they kept their faith. They had what they wanted, what these four men wanted, freedom, and they wanted salvation. And Paul tells them, if you want that, choose rather the freedom of life than the slavery of sin. He cared for these people. He prayed for these people. He wanted to be with these people. But he knew that he had to go on to proclaim the good news elsewhere. He also knew that he himself would die. The wages of sin is death. You know, you and I were not created for death. If we read the book of Genesis at the very beginning, we look at that beautiful scene of paradise. Our first parents were put there, the man and the woman. And apparently they were supposed to be immortal. They were not supposed to die at all. God put them there and said, of all the trees in paradise you may eat, except from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat this tree, you will die. Disobeying the command of the law was sin, and the wages of sin is death. Why would they ever choose death rather than life? But they chose that, and they were cast out of the paradise. And when they were cast out of paradise, what followed was death and destruction. And if we read the first book of Genesis, if we read the book of Genesis, we will realize that wherever there was sin, there was death. Cain and Abel, there was jealousy, there was anger, there was disappointment. I commit sin, and Abel dies. Then we look forward a few years later, or a few centuries later, and in the time of Noah, we hear the story of everybody was sinning, and God is put in an anthropomorphic way. God says, I am disappointed. Why did I ever create this earth? And we call these people to sin. The wages of sin is death. And we know the whole world was destroyed. It's a metaphor, obviously, but the wages of sin is death. And then we go forward to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Again, they were sinning, and the wages of sin is death. Now, the fact is that all of us are going to die eventually. But the physical death can be a sense of freedom, a sense of joy, because if I've lived a good life, I'm going to look forward to heaven, where there will be eternal peace and eternal joy. And then I look at the gospel today and I say, Jesus says, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring sword. I came to bring the fire. I have a baptism to be baptized. So what is Jesus speaking about? Is this the same Jesus who said, blessed are the peacemakers? Is this the same Jesus who in the Garden of Gethsemane said, put away your sword, because those who live by the sword will die by the sword? Is this the Jesus who said, blessed, if somebody strikes you in your cheek, turn the other cheek? And yet, this is a different type of peace that Jesus is speaking about. He says, if I bring the cross, if I bring my way of teaching to all of you and you accept it, there's going to be division. In one family itself, some are going to accept the cross, some are going to accept persecution, some are going to accept all the things that I've spoken about. Turn the other cheek. If they ask for your tunic, give them. If they ask for your cloak, give them your tunic as well. People are not going to accept this. The world has got a different set of values. Me first, I can use other people to get ahead in life. I can use other people and drop them whenever I choose to. And Jesus says, no, each person is precious. You dare to scandalize a little child, and it's better if a millstone be tied around your neck and be dropped into the sea. Jesus was very concerned. And he says, if you accept this, people are going to persecute you. And we know that in society, where a husband and wife, where parents and children have accepted the cross of Christ, have accepted the doctrine of Jesus, have accepted a way of life, choose the freedom of life rather than slavery of sin. And there have been clashes. Instead of peace, there have been volatile situations in a family between father and son, between son and father, between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. The choice is ours. Do you want to choose life? Then turn away from sin, because the wages of sin is death. God bless you all. Join me now as we pray together. For all those in our daily televised mass community book who have asked us to pray for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsor from Calgary, Alberta, for her family, for her relatives and friends, both living and deceased, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace, but the sword. Let us pray, in fact, for peace in the world. Peace in Ukraine, in Haiti, in El Salvador, in Sudan, Nigeria, and the different parts of the world that are at war with one another. For them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the Pope and for all those who have promised to be obedient to him, the bishops, the cardinals, the priests, and the people as they follow him as a good shepherd. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the gifts you have given us and continue to give us day by day through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness, we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness, we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink. Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant a peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Wherever you are, let us share with one another a sign of that peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.